Welcome to Everything Genetic Talks, a podcast dedicated to providing greater insights into the latest genetic testing for the detection, diagnosis, and treatment of cancer and heart disease. I'm your host, Karen Kelly, and in this podcast series, we take a closer look at the use of the high-tech polygenic risk score technology, antigenes, to assess an individual's risk of developing common cancers, a testing service that is exclusively available through Everything Genetic in the UK. In episode one, we discussed how polygenic risk scores are regarded as useful tools for risk stratification and personalised preventative care, but they are only clinically useful when translated into action. To help us understand further about translating these risks into action, I'm joined by Everything Genetics UK and International Medical Director, Dr. James Mackay. Dr. Mackay is a consultant genetic oncologist who has more than 25 years' experience in the NHS and private sector. He specialises in advising cancer patients and their families on the risks and benefits of having a test, the implications of results, and the recommended treatment pathway post-result. So Dr. Mackay, thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure.
So we're talking translating these risks into action. How can polygenic risk score technology be used to help give more personalised healthcare and lifestyle recommendations?
The polygenic risk score essentially looks at thousands of different weak genes in a sample from the client and gives us personalised information on the basis of analysis of the whole weak gene panel, which gives information on that individual's risk of developing a certain type of cancer at some time in the future.
So how will this help reduce UK cancer morbidity and mortality?
Recently, we have been using family history of cancer as a guide to determine that individual's risk of her developing a cancer. We're now in a position where we can use polygenic risk scores, giving that individual's risk of developing a specific cancer, which is not based on family history. And that means that we're in a position that we can identify individuals who are at increased risk, even if they have no family history. So the result of that is that we're identifying individuals who we would suggest end up having regular screening. And the aim there is to identify cancers as early as possible when we know they are more treatable. And therefore, the more treatable you can identify the cancer, then the lower the mortality from that cancer. So we believe that introducing this innovative technology will in fact significantly reduce both mortality and morbidity from the cancers that we're looking at.
So let's look at the actual test then. So can you explain how the testing process works?
So the test is performed on a saliva sample. So once the client has decided she wants a test, Everything Genetic Limited send her a sample box with clear instructions on how to do the saliva sample. The sample in a plastic tube is put into the box. The box is then put into a prepaid envelope and just dropped in the normal Royal Mail. And it then comes to our head office in Nantwich and we send the sample off to the laboratory to do the analysis.
So what are the possible result outcomes from these tests?
So the result report comes in four sections. The first section is the polygenic risk score, which is analysis of thousands of weak genes. The second section is how that translates into the individual client's risk of developing a certain cancer over the next 10 years. That's an individual assessment based on her complete weak gene panel, or his complete weak gene panel. The third section is the risk of an individual in the normal population of exactly the same age developing that cancer over the next 10 years. And then the fourth section is the ratio of the individual client's risk over the normal population risk. If that ratio is 1.0, then the client we have tested has exactly the same risk as anyone of their age in the normal population. If the result is below 1.0, then that individual is at less risk than someone of their age in the normal population. And if the ratio is above one, then that individual is at slightly increased risk compared to someone their age of the normal population. So the end effect of introducing these tests is that we identify a group of individuals who are at increased risk compared to someone their age in the normal population.
So what happens then if somebody is at an increased risk? What does that mean? And what would be the next steps for that person?
So the concept of introducing a more accurate method of determining risk is that if individuals are at increased risk compared to someone their age, then we would suggest that they go to their general practitioner or healthcare provider and organise a screening program for that specific cancer. So if it was a breast cancer risk test that we'd done and the lady came back at increased risk, we would suggest that she go along to see her general practitioner, who arranges a regular breast screening program for that lady based on her individual weak gene test result.
Okay, and then somebody who's maybe at a lower risk.
So if someone's at lower risk than someone their age in the normal population, then we would suggest that they do not require extra screening and they should just confirm that with their general practitioner, take their official report from the laboratory along to their general practitioner and share it with the general practitioner so that result ends up in the patient's practice notes.
I understand that it's very important to have clinical support for clients. What's in place at EGL for individuals having these tests?
So in Everything Genetic Limited, we think it is a really, really important part of the service that we offer that we provide both pre-test and post-test clinical support. Pre-test support is essentially explaining to the client what the test is about and what are the possible outcomes. Post-test support is after we get the test result, so we have a concrete result to talk about, and it's in that situation that if their risk is increased on the basis of the result report, we would suggest they see their general practitioner who will organise screening for them on the basis of that genetic test report. We have now introduced videos applicable in a fairly wide variety of clinical scenarios to give patients both pre- and post-test support by animated videos that are specifically linked to their requests and their results.
So you've talked about the pre- and post-test clinical support videos. Why have these been introduced by Everything Genetic?
We have introduced these videos in order to increase our capacity to offer testing as widely as possible. The videos allow us to increase capacity, but maintain the quality of the clinical support we offer. So we now have a variety of videos that are suitable for different clinical circumstances, both in the pre-test setting and in the post-test setting. But of course, we always supply the client with contact details and an email address that they can contact us if they want a personal discussion with one of the medical team.
So what is Everything Genetic doing to link this to appropriate clinical action?
The main strategy we have is to fully inform the client every step along the way of what we suggest they should do. So Everything Genetic Limited are a testing company. They're not a screening company. So Everything Genetic Limited offer the test, inform the patient of the result, the client of the result, suggest clinical action that should be taken, and suggest they go along to their general practitioner or healthcare provider and discuss the various options available.
Well, thank you so much for the information today, Dr. Mackay, and thank you for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you.